This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And I'm thanking God for the teaching that we received to obey the commandments of God, that the Sabbath day is a sign between me and thee that I have sanctified thee. And I'm thanking God I've been sanctified. And the Sabbath day was hallowed. It's a holy day, and we are holy in serving God. And I'm thanking God so much for our great pastor. Jesus said, they're great when they do and teach the commandments of God. And now our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Batiste. To our elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you, glad for our anointing that's going on. We're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. And it's God's commandments, which is God's word, which is law. And our Elder Batiste touched on a thought, a comment that's in my thought, I should say. But the thought today is about the horn of salvation. And before we get into that thought, our brother Rich is going to lead this number, the firstborn.
Redeemed from among men, following the Lamb, whereso he goeth. These are they that defile with the world, for they are virgins. The first fruits to God, and in their mouth find no guile, for they are perfect. And with the angel in the midst, who's truly heaven sent, preaching the gospel.
About salvation, yes it is.
from among men, following the Lamb, wheresoever he goeth.
Isn't that beautiful? Thank God. Firstborn, thank God for our brother Richard. Our musicians sound wonderful. And what makes them sound so wonderful? The life that we live. Holiness. Not Baptist, not Methodist. Holiness. Deacon Debbie, what's our announcements?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God. Thank God for our Deacon Debbie. Thank you, Deacon. We have our announcements. Thank God. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for the number that the choir sang. And I hope you all enjoy that number as I did. As I say, what makes it so enjoyable is that everyone here at 425 Laconia Boulevard, we strive to please God. That means we keep God's commandments. And so many don't understand that the commandments is the word of God. And it's yet law, and the law has to be rightly divided because there's more than one law. Now, to understand what the word is saying, Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. But this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. But what is God talking about? What the first verse says, what? 4:1.
Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments, which I teach you for to do them.
These statutes and judgments. And it's talking about the 10 precepts. These are the statutes and these are the judgments. And they have to be taught to us. You can read them and you have a surface word understanding. But God has got to reveal his word unto you and I. For to do them that ye may live, what?
And go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you.
Now, wait a minute. What's the next verse, this second verse? What?
Ye shall not add unto
it said
the
you shall not add unto the word. Because the word is statutes and judgments. Ye shall not add. Now, I believe the so-called Christian world have added Sunday in the commandments. So now that's our day of rest. That's our Sabbath. It might be, but it's not the Lord's. The Lord said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. The seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. We only got one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Now, before you go any further, just thought about this. Go to Psalms 145. We'll come back. Because I'm not making this up, but the scripture tells you that the word, excuse me, has got to be revealed to you and anyone that, is it 145? I thought it was 145. Where is that? I have to come back to that. I cannot think of that scripture right now. But let's continue. 4:2. Ye shall not add unto the word.
Which I command you.
What?
Neither shall ye diminish aught from
it. So we're not going to take anything away from the word. And the so-called Christian community have taken out the seventh day as the Sabbath. God said, don't you add and don't you take away. Don't you diminish aught. Mm-hmm. What?
From it, that ye may keep the commandments.
Because if you don't diminish or add, you can keep them. But you're not keeping them when you add to it or take away. That you may keep the commandments
of the Lord your God, which I command you.
He commanded us. And these commandments, again, 4 and 6. What does the 6th verse say?
Keep therefore and
keep
do
and do. That means we can do this.
Yes.
But these preachers tell the people, because most of them don't know and don't believe it. They say the commandments were done away with. But God said, I would not put any more on you than you're able to bear. He says, keep therefore and do them. What?
For this is your wisdom.
What?
And your understanding in the sight of the nation.
In other words, these are your glasses. Because without this, you cannot see God's word. And it's not clear to you. But when you keep God's commandments, the instructions from God is clear and understandable to us. Now let's go into our thought and horn of salvation, Luke 1 and 57. I don't have a Christmas message for you. This is talking about Elizabeth. Saint Elizabeth.
Go ahead, Pastor.
We don't have a statue of her. We don't have a statue of Mary. And we don't have a statue of Peter. We don't have a statue of Jesus. All of these are idols. But the Spirit, we're all one in Christ Jesus. Isn't that beautiful? We the same Spirit. 1 and 57. What does it say?
57. Now Elizabeth's full time came that she should be delivered. And she brought forth a son.
She brought forth a son. And God told her, led her, to call him John. Now the 59th verse says what?
And it came to pass that on the 8th day they came to circumcise the child.
Mm-hmm.
And they called
all according to the law. Because the law said circumcision must happen on the 8th day. Mm-hmm. And Jesus came, John came according to the law, these laws of Moses. What?
And they called him Zacharias after the name of his father.
Called him Zacharias. And what?
And his mother answered and said, not so, but he shall be called John.
Not so, he's going to be called John. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. It's better to obey God than man.
Yes.
And here we don't go with what our loved ones wish. We go by the leading of God. If we want to please God. 67th verse says what?
And his father, Zacharias, was filled with the Holy Ghost.
Now, wait a minute. His father was saved. But he was filled with the Holy Ghost because he was getting ready to do something of note. He was getting ready to prophesy. And when the scripture says he was filled with the Holy Ghost, that means the Spirit of the Lord God was upon him. It's the same when the Lord came from the wilderness in the power of the Holy Ghost. He said, now, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. He has anointed me to preach. That means he was filled with the Holy Ghost. I want to say this and listen real good. To be filled with the Holy Ghost does not make you saved. It's the same thing when the Spirit of God come upon you. It means you're filled with the Holy Ghost. When you're filled with the Holy Ghost, that means it comes upon you. That ass that spoke to, what's his name? Balaam. That ass was filled with the Spirit. That's what moved him to speak. He wasn't saved, that ass. But the Spirit of God came upon that ass. It didn't tell you that, but it didn't do it on his own. It was God. When that rooster crowed, that was the Spirit of God upon the rooster. It was filled with the Spirit of God. Same thing.
Yes.
Anytime you prophesy, the Spirit of God is upon you, or you're filled with it to do something of note. something special beyond being saved. That don't make you saved because you're filled with the Spirit. His father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Ghost, what?
And prophesied.
And he prophesied, saying what?
Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people.
He's visited and redeemed his people. Now, he didn't say he was going to. He said he hath visited and redeemed. He visited and redeemed his people through Zechariah, not John. John hadn't been raised up yet. Because God was using him. He was redeeming then. You might not believe that, but we're going to go through the scripture. Let's go to 2 Timothy. No, let's go to 5 and 6. Let's go there. John, Zacharias rather, was already saved. He and Elizabeth. You don't have to be they don't make you saved when you're filled with the Spirit. There's many saved today in God. And yet there's just a few. But if the Spirit of God don't move upon you to do a thing of note, you need to be quiet and be still and just live holy. Isn't that beautiful? The fifth verse says what?
5 and 5, Pastor.
Luke 1 and 5. Thank God. The fifth verse.
Yes, Pastor. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abia. And his wife was of the daughters of Aaron.
What?
And her name was Elizabeth.
What?
And they were both righteous.
They were both righteous.
Before God.
Before God. Now, if you're righteous, that means you're without sin. You don't get righteous if you're not saved. What?
Walking in all the commandments.
They were walking in all of them. That means they were keeping God's commandments. They were perfect. Why would I say they're perfect? What does it say?
And ordinances of the Lord blameless.
Blameless mean you without sin. They were saved. And the Spirit of God moved upon Zacharias to prophesy because he was anointed. He was a priest, just like Samuel was. Isn't that beautiful? And he said that, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed. That means already his people, because he already had people saved. But it was through the horn of salvation. That's who Zacharias was. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to 2 Timothy 3 and 16. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
As the Lord say, what do you read and how do you read it? Because when you think of the horn, it's, oh, he's talking about John. John was just a babe. He hadn't redeemed anybody. But he was letting John know what he was going to do. But he hadn't gotten there, but he said he hath redeemed, because he was redeemed through Zacharias and those that were saved. Somebody was living for God. I know that Zacharias was saved, he and Elizabeth. And he was anointed. And he had his course to fulfill. Now, 2 Timothy 3:16, what does it say?
As also in all his.
It don't say also. All scripture. 3 and 16. 2 Timothy 3:16. Thank God. All scripture is given by inspiration of God.
Yes, Pastor.
And is profitable for doctrine.
Yes.
For reproof.
For reproof. For correction.
What?
For instruction in righteousness.
It's for instructions in righteousness. All scripture. And that's what we get here. Because the Lord said, believe on me as the scripture hath said. Here a little and there a little. All scripture. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof. Isn't that beautiful? For correction. For instruction in righteousness. That's why I'm trying to write and divide the word as we speak. Read.
That the man of God may be perfect.
Listen to what it says. That it might be, man of God may be perfect. And I know this is a taboo word for so many. I would say 99 3/4 of the so-called Christian. But we're more than Christians if you're a true follower of Christ. You are sanctified. You are an Israelite. You are a Jew, because salvation is of the Jew. that the man of God may be perfect, what?
Truly furnished.
Truly furnished, what?
Unto all good works.
Let's go to 1 Corinthians 2 and 6. Let's go there. I know that the church world, they don't like to, not only Christians, but the church world, period. Ain't nobody perfect. Well, you don't know God. And you don't know his way, because God's way is not asking you to be anything but perfect and holy and righteous. 1 Corinthians 2 and 6, what does it say?
Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect.
Wait a minute. Well, who is he talking about? Scripture says, mark the perfect man. And Paul said, you know, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. These scriptures, this lesson, this thought today, it's among we that are perfect.
All right.
But it's to every ear that will hear.
Yes.
We speak wisdom among them that are perfect, what?
Yet not the wisdom of this world.
What?
Nor of the princes of this world.
What?
That come to naught.
But what?
But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery.
It's a mystery. The wisdom of God is in a mystery. And you cannot get the wisdom and the mystery unless you believe. What?
Even the hidden.
And that means if you believe, you begin to walk as he walked and walk in his ways. And as you see the light, walk in it. Then you gain the mystery, the knowledge. What?
Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory.
So this was ordained to those that follow God, that love God. Hidden wisdom, because he says, the increase of his government, there shall be no end. Luke 1 and 6. Let's go there. Let's go back there again. Thank God. 1 and 6.
All right. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless.
Blameless. I love to emphasize that again. They walked in all the commandments. Blameless. What does the 11th verse say?
And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense.
13th verse.
But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias.
What?
For thy prayer is heard.
Mm-hmm.
And thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son. And
thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son. What?
Mm-hmm. And thou shalt call his name John.
15th verse.
For he shall be great.
Now, wait a minute. It says he shall be great in the sight of the Lord.
Yes.
And that means if he's going to be great, he's going to be doing some doing and teaching.
All right. Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
You ain't doing and teaching at no 5 and 2 and 3 years old. But he shall be called great. What? In the sight of the Lord. What?
And shall drink neither wine nor strong drink.
But wait a minute. Because he was like unto Samson. They weren't supposed to drink strong wine and drink, but he wasn't strong. He had nothing to do, and he didn't have to worry about his hair. Read.
And he shall be filled with
the
Holy Ghost.
He shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. There's a comma there. In other words, when you're doing and teaching, you have to have an anointing on you. They don't mean that he ain't saved. And it don't mean you are saved until you start keeping God's word. But it's just telling you what's going to happen. He shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. What?
Even from his mother's womb.
Even from his mother's womb, he's going to be filled there.
Yes.
But that don't mean he was saved. It just came upon him to witness to what was going on with his mother.
Beautiful.
Glad for joy. The Spirit of God moved him where he leaped for joy.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? He wasn't saved, though.
All right.
Spirit of God come upon you, don't make you saved. It says, to as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become. How did he become when he's only 2 years old, babe? How you going to become anything? You don't know nothing. But the Spirit of God came upon him to rejoice with his mother. That's all it was for. And it's letting you know what he shall be. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Now, let's go. Did you read the 16th verse? You read that, right?
No.
17. Read 16.
And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God.
He's going to do that. Is he turning anybody to babe?
No.
He turning anybody to the Lord? I don't think so.
No.
But he shall turn, not all, a many. What?
And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah.
Well, wait a minute. That means he's going to go before them in the Spirit of God. He shall, not now. How are you going to go anywhere he can't even crawl? Baby's just in somebody's arm. How are you going to? So, oh, it's here now. He wasn't here yet. That horn of salvation hadn't developed yet. But all the anointing that was on scene right then, that's the horn of salvation.
To turn the hearts of the fathers to the children.
In other words, turn these potentates to a childlike spirit. The hearts of the fathers to a childlike heart. What?
And the disobedient to the wisdom of the just.
Because all of these ones that didn't have a childlike spirit, they were disobedient. Yes. And the disobedient to the wisdom of the just. What?
To make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Now you prepare for the Lord when you get your heart turned. Yes. Let's go to Isaiah 40 and 3. Isn't that beautiful? I don't think he was crying no wilderness in the womb. And when he came out, he wasn't crying no wilderness. He was crying in the world. He was crying because somebody smacked him and said, and he said, yeah, that's what he was crying for. He wasn't crying no wilderness. And yet the wilderness is the world, but he wasn't crying no message there. Isn't that beautiful? Isaiah 40 and 3.
The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness.
What?
Prepare ye the way of the Lord.
Now, when he came out crying, he wasn't preparing the way of the Lord. He was preparing himself to get some milk or something to eat or do something. He was preparing the way of the Lord. But this is after he had come of age and have given his heart to God. Most of him that crieth in the wilderness, what?
Mm-hmm. Prepare ye the way of the Lord.
What?
Make straight in the desert a highway for our
That's
God.
That's what the horn of salvation is saying today. Yes. Make straight. You cannot make straight unless you get rid of all mother, father, sister, brother, and all the things that God is calling for to be his disciple. Read.
Yes.
Every valley.
Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low.
What?
And the crooked shall be made straight.
So when you come to God, got to get rid of that crooked spirit. Come to God, get rid of that rough talk. Talk smooth. Come to God, get rid of that exalted mind. Think you know everything, whatever you think you know. Humble down to the power of God. You might be a nurse. Forget your nursing. Or a doctor. You might be a teacher. You might be a nutritionist. Forget all that stuff and go with the wisdom of God. It trumps all of that stuff. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
And the rough places plain.
What?
And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed.
Then God's glory is going to be revealed. What?
And all flesh shall see it together.
It's not talking about everybody in the nation here. It's talking about all the flesh and stuff under the teaching. I don't care who you are. All flesh go see it together. Isn't that beautiful? You might be a professor. It don't make no difference. You might be army personnel. So what? You might have been on the bridge in Baghdad. And don't get back and say, well, God was protecting me. Only if you got protection through the saints. If you wasn't up under the teaching or your parents, well, you wouldn't get no protection from God. Isn't that beautiful? All flesh shall see it together for what?
For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it.
Now, let's go back to Luke 1 and 68. Yes. Horn of salvation. Yes. That's what this thought is all about. 1 and 68.
Yes. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people.
He's visited. Mm-hmm. That's something already happened. That's what Zechariah prophesied. He's visited and redeemed his people. People say, oh, no, that's John coming in. That ain't John. He's talking about his anointed. That's himself and all the anointed that was on scene at the time. Let's read.
And hath raised up an horn of salvation for us in the house of his
now,
son David.
Had John been raised up? No. He's just coming on scene. He hath raised up the anointed. Because somebody had to teach John and Jesus. Right? So he had raised up a horn of salvation in the house
of his servant
David. Isaiah 58 and 1. Let's go there. Yes. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. Thank God for knowledge.
Yes.
And if you got a mind, you said, now, I don't believe what you said. You don't know what you're talking about, Mr. Perry, Pastor Perry. I don't have a problem with that. And the Lord said, my sheep hear my voice. I believe that. If you can't hear this, it's not for you. Isn't that beautiful? Thank God. Read 58:1.
Cry aloud.
Cry aloud.
Spare not.
Spare not.
Lift up thy voice like a trumpet.
Other words, that's that horn. Horn of salvation. Yes. Yes. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. What?
And show my people.
Show them. Show them how to rightly divide God's word, because it's got to be revealed to you.
All right.
Show my people
their transgression.
What?
And the house of Jacob their sins.
Show my people their transgressions and the house of Jacob their sins. Talking about Israel. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
Yet they seek me daily.
And yet he's saying, show them their sins, but these come to worship. They seek me daily. What?
And delight to know my ways.
That was a beautiful message. I enjoyed it.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org.